Well, grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Well, it was just a normal day in 2020. I know, what's normal about 2020, right? The date was November 18th. Some Utah state officials were flying in a helicopter and looking down at the ground to count sheep, when suddenly they spotted a strange metallic monolith standing in the Utah desert. Have you heard this story?
No.
It's pretty weird, isn't it? Since that day in November, these bizarre metallic structures have showed up in California, Nevada, Pennsylvania, even Romania and the Netherlands. As I said, this is just a normal day now in 2020. These monoliths appeared out of nowhere when no one was watching, hung around for a while, and then disappeared as quickly as they arrived. Well, of course, the internet is buzzing with all sorts of conspiracy theories about them. It's like they're the new version of crop circles. Some people think it's a sign of alien invasion. Some people think it's a reference back to the movie 2001: A Space Odyssey. Because in that movie, a monolith was planted to help trigger a step in human evolution. Other people think it's a giant marketing gimmick. However, a group of stunt artists here in the U.S. called The Most Famous Artist has taken credit for the monoliths that appeared in Utah and California. And the other ones are just likely copycats looking for attention. In fact, this group of artists is selling their monoliths for the low price of only $45,000.
That's not low.
That's not low, is it? Just in case you want to be a copycat, go plant it in some random location and confuse people. Well, today, 3.5 weeks after that first monolith was spotted, we have another story of a weird sighting in a strange location. In today's gospel reading, we hear about the religious authorities from Jerusalem spotting John in the wilderness. More specifically, they spotted him in Bethany, across the Jordan where he was baptized. At first, John wasn't there, but then suddenly he was. He showed up, started getting all this attention, like these weird monoliths, and the authorities wanted to know where he came from and what he was doing here. And they even come up with their own theories. Right? They asked him, "Who are you?" And John admitted, "I am not the Messiah." "Yeah, that doesn't really answer our question. What then? Are you Elijah?" "No, try again." "A prophet?" "Nope." It's kind of like John is toying with them. Like they're playing the game 20 questions and they have 17 guesses left. Well, after these few tries, they get frustrated and give up and say, "Okay, who are you?" John says, "I am the voice of one crying out in the wilderness. Make straight the way of the Lord." Well, honestly, that doesn't really seem to help, does it? Right, imagine you're one of these religious leaders. You come up to this guy who's baptizing people, and you think maybe he's the Messiah, but you're not so sure. It's kind of like coming upon this strange monolith in the Utah desert and wondering what it's doing there. It just seems out of place. John seems out of place. Is he a sign of some kind of invasion? Is he a warning? Is he a publicity stunt? Right, of course we know the answer. Right? He's the forerunner of Jesus. He's preparing the way of the Lord. He's calling people to repent and change their ways, all of that wonderful stuff. But before we jump there, let's stick with the confusion these religious leaders have. All right, consider it like this. Have you ever wondered why someone was in a certain place? Or have you ever felt like a fish out of water yourself? Right, I had that experience once. It was the summer of 2012. Rachel and I were in Nashville for the American Guild of Organists convention.
That's for Mommy.
Well, obviously, I was there just as Rachel's arm candy. Here were all of these organists being geeky and talking shop, and then there was me.
Not organist.
Not organist, right. I kind of looked like they did, since with my registration, I got the little name tag on a lanyard, I had the tote bag, I had the concert tickets, but I knew it was only a matter of time before someone asked me, "So where do you play the organ?" I don't. Are you a composer?
No.
Are you an agent?
No.
Then what are you doing here? Right, I just point to Rachel and say, I'm with her. She knows what's going on. Nobody likes feeling out of place. And nobody likes having others ask, what are you doing here? And maybe right now, during this year of murder hornets, wildfires, racism, pandemic, election, and now strange monoliths, maybe now you feel out of place too.
I don't.
Like, what are we doing here?
Nothing.
We don't need officials in a helicopter or religious authorities to ask us that. We're asking it of ourselves. What is our role here when we don't have a clue what's going on? Well, let's go back to John. Why does he do what he does? Why is he out there in the wilderness? Why are people paying attention to him? It's not some conspiracy. It's not an alien invasion. He's not being a stunt artist. Instead, he's pointing people to Jesus. As John says, among you stands one whom you do not know, the one who is coming after me. John's whole purpose, the whole reason for his being there, is to point out Jesus to others. However, notice something important here. He says that he's pointing out one that they don't know, but in fact, John doesn't know who he is either. For example, listen to the passage that follows this one. The next day, John saw Jesus coming towards him and declared, "Here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, 'After me comes a man who ranks ahead of me because he was before me.' I myself did not know him, but I came baptizing with water for this reason, that he might be revealed to Israel." And John testified, "I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it remained on him. I myself did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water said to me, 'He on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain is the one who baptizes with the Spirit. And I myself have seen and have testified that this is the Son of God.'" Now, did you hear what John said there? Twice he admitted that even he did not know who Jesus was. The Gospel of Luke tells us that John and Jesus were related. But here in the Gospel of John, he doesn't know how special Jesus is. There's no leaping in the womb when Mary comes to visit Elizabeth. Actually, there's no visit of Mary to Elizabeth at all in this gospel. Instead, John the Baptist simply shows up and tells people about this coming Messiah, even though he doesn't know who he is. Now, although that might sound strange to us, think about it for a moment. John was a public figure, a guy who was getting all of this attention. But Jesus was an everyday guy at this point. Nobody standing in line to be baptized by John that day thought that the Messiah was standing in line with them. Even though Jesus is the Word made flesh, he did not have a big glowing halo around his head. There was no obvious sign, as of yet, that he was the Messiah. Which meant that seeing Jesus' identity was not always obvious. Even John didn't recognize him until he saw the Spirit descend upon him. That means that John called others to look for Jesus, even though he himself had trouble seeing Jesus sometimes. So what about us, then? What are we doing here in this weird world? What is the purpose of our life, especially in this pandemic? Well, it's the same as it always has been. To tell people about Jesus and to remind them to look for him. And we can do that even if, like John, we have trouble seeing Jesus sometimes too. I mean, it's so easy for us to focus on all the weird things going on in the world right now. It's so easy to pay attention to rising COVID numbers and strange monoliths out in the desert. It's so easy to think that there's no hope left this year. But there is hope. This is John's message, and this is our message. Jesus is in our midst. Even if we have trouble recognizing him sometimes, he is still here. If you want a great example of seeing Jesus in our midst, and of pointing him out to others, then keep Facebook open after service today and watch our Christmas pageant when it premieres at 11. The cast does a great job telling the story of Jesus' birth, even in the midst of this weird world we're living in right now. So it might be strange to see metal monoliths appear in the Utah desert. It might seem strange to see a guy baptizing people in the Jordan River. It might seem strange for us to be living in this world right now. But no matter what happens, the one who is greater than John is still in our midst. He is the light. We are just the ones who point out that light to others. Even if we have trouble seeing the light sometimes, he is still here with us. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness does not overcome it. That's good news. So in the name of the one we proclaim like John, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.